Demai, Perek Zion Mishnah Vav. Hayu lefanav shtei chalkolos shel tevel. Person has in front of him two baskets of tevel. V'omar, and he says, Maisrus zoi bazoi, harishernam useres. Imagine he has two baskets, one in front of the other. So he says, Maisrus zo, referring to the first basket right in front of him, bazo, is going to be taken off from the second basket. In other words, the second basket is the one that's going to have Trumas and Mises. Zo, what's in this first one, is all the Trumas and Mises, the Tevel, all that is going to be taken off Bezo with the second one. So Harishonim Usaris, so the one that's right in front of him, is Meusar, which means that you can eat it, it's totally taken care of, and you would take Trumas and Mises on the second one. Shel zoi bazo v'shel zoi bazo harishonim useres. However, if he says the same statement, he says to the one right in front of him, this one, shel zoi bazo, the mises are going to be taken out on the second one, just like we just said. But then he switches it around. In the same sentence, he says, v'shel zo, and now on the second one, I'm going to clean the second one, bazo, on the first one. So now, the first one that's right in front of him, that's taken care of, that's cleaned out from the trumas and mises he took on the second one. But now when he tries to say, okay, now I'm going to switch it around, and now the second one, I'm going to take Trumas Mises from the first one onto it. Well, you can't do that because the first one's already cleaned, and it's already potter from Trumas and Mises. And if that's the case, you're trying to be mafresh from the potter alachiv, and you can't do that. So what does he do? So the first thing that's right in front of him, the first basket that's already clean, that's chulin. The second basket, we said, again, this is on his first statement that he said. The first statement that he said cleaned the first basket in front of him, and then the second basket that has Trumas and Mises in it, legabe the first basket, because that was the Trumas and Mises that cleaned the first basket. But now this very basket, the second basket that has some Trumas and Mises in it that was used to fix the first basket, what about the rest of the tevel that's in this second basket? There you would have to actually be mafrish Trumas and Mises again onto that, either Mineyube in that, or from an outside source to be mafrish from that onto this, onto the tevel that's still in the second basket. In the last case, Masros Sein Maasros Kalkolo Bechaverta Koroshem. Now, in this case, the Rav gives two pshatim. So here what he's actually doing is he's connecting these two baskets as one. So the first pshat the Rav says is the case that we just said. We said that when he says one after the other, zo bezo bezo bezo, so the problem was is that he already finished off and cleaned that first basket right in front of him, and there was no Trumas and Mises because the second basket took Trumas and Mises on the first basket, and then the problem is when he tried to switch it back, so he's mafresh from Potter Alechayev. But now in this case, this last case, he's trying to combine these two baskets and make them one shem, like the Mishnah says. And when you make them one shem, it's almost like they're connecting baskets, and the shem is the fact that he's saying, according to the Rav, that you cannot be mafish from an outside basket onto these two. And in essence, what he's really doing is that first thing that he was trying to do, when he was having the second basket fix the first basket, so even the first basket, he wanted to leave over a little tevel on the first basket, because he's grouping them together, because he had this notion that he's going to then switch it back around. So therefore, when he had the second basket fix the first basket, it didn't fix the whole basket. Go to the first basket now and have the first basket then fix the second basket. So now he still has a little tevel left in the first basket, and that is chayiv, and you can be mafresh from chayiv to chayiv. So because he had the notion to combine the two, we understand that he's leaving over a little tevel. This is the Rav's first pshat, and therefore he can do it. And the second pshat the Rav gives, which is a little simpler, and he says is the ikar, is that when one says this and he combines the two baskets together, basically what he can just do is any basket that he wants out of these two, since it's almost like it's one big basket, he can just pick whatever one he wants and be mafresh Trumas and Mises from there, and it would work on all of the tevel from both baskets, and he could just choose which one he wants to use.